This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. Another week has gone by. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So this evening we're going to start with a little something different. Here locally, towards the upstate of South Carolina, we have a very robust competitive community. And joining me from that community is Project Rudy team member Douglas Lawson. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Tell me about which discipline you're shooting in, because I know there's USPA, IPSC, all this. What discipline do you shoot in?
I shoot USPSA. I've been doing it for a little over 3.5, almost 4 years now.
Right.
I started in single sec major, and then moved to limited minor, followed by carry optics. Now I've gone back to single stack, and I'm actually shooting single stack minor. One, just because, you know, 1911 and 9mm is just a whole lot of fun.
Yep.
And I get two more extra rounds in the mag, but got to make those shots count, so can't really have no pickups.
Now, some people that are listening doesn't know what Project Rudy is. Tell them who Project Rudy is.
Rudy Project is a shooting group started, I believe, out west, and as they've moved this way ever so often. When I signed with them on Christmas Eve of last year, from what I was told, I was the first person from South Carolina to be a member of the team. And since I've signed, we now have two more guys here in the upstate. We have a few people in Columbia, and we have maybe four or five people now on the team down in the Charleston, Low Country area.
They, Project Rudy makes bike helmets, sunglasses, really good sunglasses for shooting with different lenses. They make a plethora of stuff, primarily aimed at the some sort of a physical sport. I need to get with Fisher and get his promo code to Project Rudy and get me some of those sunglasses, because those are pretty nice. Do you run those when you're shooting?
I do. I do. I run those, and I have to run our team jersey. I can't pronounce the name of them because the name's just so weird. mine has a carbon fiber frame, and the cool thing about them, when I put them on, I used to run another competitor, and these are just so light. And the cool thing about mostly all the Rudy Project glasses that I know of, they're adjustable, so they won't fog up on you. So they're anti-fog. You actually can adjust the lens inside the frame to let air move in and out. So that's one of the cool benefits about it, because, you know, it's on a hot day, you know, especially here in South Carolina, it can get really hot really quick. And we're shooting normally from about 10 o'clock in the morning to about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's all day thing.
So I've taken a class up there where you guys shoot where it was 108 that day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 2013 when we took it. I mean, it was the most miserable day. I think I fell out of that class. I just didn't drink enough, didn't hydrate enough. But, I mean, that area where you guys shoot is completely out in the open, and those of you that are shooting in it, I guess you guys know how to handle it. Now, with the gun that you're running right now, what kind of gun are you running in the, you said you're in the minor class. Which one are you running?
I'm running a 1911 and 9mm. I'm running, a 135 grain bullet from one of our sponsors, Black Bullets International,
okay.
With about 3.5 grains of tight group from Hodgkin, which is our powder sponsor.
So for somebody,
it's a really good load.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're pointing out one of the things. Do any people compete with you that are not sponsored by anybody?
Oh yeah, we have just average Joes that come out there. The junior community is growing very fast. A lot of the juniors start in Steel Challenge, and then they'll transfer into USPSA because USPSA does have a lot more movement than Steel Challenge. And a lot of people, when it comes to USPSA, I'm a big advocate in starting somebody in limited, especially limited minor or limited major, which is 40 and 45, just because there's less mag changes. You can get a feel of the course a whole lot better.
Right.
And you can transfer to where you want to go. Production guys, they're limited to 10 rounds in the mag. Limited, it's up to 22 or maybe 23, depending on which gun you have and what you're running. And then you have your carry optics, which right now, carry optics and PCC is the biggest two divisions right now in USPSA. Everybody loves running a gun with a dot, but a lot of people don't have the money to dish on one of the open guns because they can get really pricey.
Yeah.
A lot of people are running the slide mount carry optics guns right now. Those are two big ones that are growing up. There's not a lot of single set guys like me in this area that I know of. I mean, this is just a sample. I'm like maybe one of maybe three people that compete here locally in single set at my club. I know Belton, they're talking about doing USPSA at their place. Right now, they mainly do IDPA and Steel Challenge. So I'm not sure about another one, Greenville Gun Club. I think they only do IDPA and what's called two gun.
I think, but when I'm looking at, I've competed a couple of matches at Greenville Gun Club, but what I see more, it seems like more competition is happening up in your area, up in Woodruff, than it is around here. So,
mm-hmm. Well, the cool thing about where our range is and more, it's kind of centrally located. I mean, I got friends that are not even on my, they're not even sponsored through Rudy. They come all the way from Charleston. They'll drive up here from Charleston to shoot. I got people that'll drive from Concord, North Carolina, Charlotte. They'll drive all the way here. We have a match on the first and fourth Saturday of every month at Spartanburg Practical Pistol Association. You can come, everybody, it's free to the public. They can come hang out. You just need to bring eyes and ears. You can come hang out. You can watch us because what really got me hooked in the shooting, and I was watching them shooting USA one night on the Outdoor Channel, and I saw it. I was like, that was like a lot of fun. I think I can do that. I'm a car guy, and so I actually got out of the car hobby and got into the shooting hobby, and I think my wife will let me get back to the car hobby more because the shooting
probably
hobby.
Cheaper.
Yeah, it is a little cheaper sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Douglas and I, at some point, we're going to hook up, and we're going to go shoot, and we're going to film this. So I don't know if you knew about the filming part. He had asked me if we could shoot, and I said, sure, absolutely, let's go shoot something. But I've got something coming very shortly that you're probably going to want to shoot. So I'll be in contact with you when that gets here. Have you ever heard of Joe Chambers?
I have heard of Joe. Mm-hmm.
He's sending pistols to me.
Oh, nice. I've noticed you've had fun with some STIs lately. They are main gun partner with Rudy Project.
Right.
I've contacted them a few times, possibly about maybe next year, maybe getting a 2011. It's just I'm really focusing on single set right now. I know I can't fail there, and I just love shooting the 1911 platform. I mean, that's basically how USPSA and kind of IPSI all got started. Was from Colonel Cooper.
There you go. We're running out of time here. So we will do this again. I'll be in touch with you. Thank you for coming on tonight.
All right. Thank you, Bill. I enjoyed it.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll see.
Yes, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. They're the home of the binary trigger, the Reformation line, Providence. I've got a 308 coming to test, so stay tuned for that one. I support gun ownership for everyone, left, right, center. The Second Amendment is the codification of your God-given right to defend yourself, whatever your political persuasion. But here lately, the leftist groups, some leftist groups, they have a newfound interest in gun ownership. Some of them apparently think there are gulags and concentration camps just waiting for them under the current administration. I don't know how that works, because I thought that's what was waiting for us under Obama. That's what I heard. The one thing that everybody could take into consideration whenever you hear something like this is one simple word, logistics. Not quite as easy as you might think it might be. Now, anybody that wants to own a gun, I have no issue with them owning a gun here in the United States, as long as they're responsible and follow the applicable laws, of which there are so many to remember. But at the end of the day, everybody has the same right to armed self-defense as any other American. Recently, a group has sprung up called the Socialist Rifle Association, and some people contacted them to find out what's what. They were asked by Dan Zimmerman if they'd like to write something for him for Truth About Guns to publish about their organization. The person they spoke to, and she wouldn't give them their name, promised to do that but never followed through. As for their philosophy regarding guns, according to their website, the Socialist Rifle Association is an educational organization dedicated to providing the working class with the information they need to be effectively armed for self-defense and community defense. This includes all manner of community defense, from the right of the working class to possess firearms to the ability to be well-versed in the fields of medicine, disaster relief, logistics, agriculture, and survival skills. Our goal is to provide an alternate to the mainstream, toxic, right-wing, and non-inclusive gun culture that has dominated the firearms community for decades. We seek to provide a safe, inclusive, and left-leaning platform for talking about gun rights and self-defense, free from racist and reactionary prejudices, while providing a platform for the working class to obtain the skills necessary for all aspects of community defense. I don't know how you can be left-leaning and at the same time want to educate people about gun rights, because the left doesn't want the working class to have guns. Did anybody tell the SRA this? Now, someone at the SRA apparently had a brainstorm for promoting their organization. They decided to join the NSSF. So they did. Briefly. They described what happened here. On Friday, July 19th, the SRA, Socialist Rifle Association, became an official nonprofit member of the NSSF. The NSSF conducts expansive industry research, provides grants to colleges for firearm sports, and is the largest firearms trade association in America. The decision to become a member of the NSSF was made with the intent of living up to the SRA's goal of arming and training the working class for self and community defense. While we understand the NSSF is a fairly reactionary institution, our hope was to introduce the concept of left-wing gun ownership and advocacy to the larger firearms community, especially through participation in events such as SHOT Show. Our announcement of membership in the NSSF was met with broad support from our members who, like all proponents of the right to self-defense, want to ensure the protection of American Second Amendment rights. When the NSSF became aware the SRA had joined, they concluded that the org's beliefs and goals are counter to what the NSSF stands for, so they refunded the fee that SRA had paid and terminated its membership. They argue, it's worth questioning the NSSF's wisdom in barring socialists from participating in their trade association. Free market capitalism is deeply unpopular. A 2018 Gallup poll found that a majority of millennials prefer socialism to capitalism, with the latter becoming less popular every year. While many of these millennials may define socialism as some form of social democratic system, it is undeniable that free market capitalism is not a winning message with the soon-to-be majority-age demographic in America. If the NSSF wishes to preserve the right to bear arms, they would be well served by casting as wide an ideological net as possible so as to avoid becoming irrelevant. They also reprinted an email from Mark Oliva, who is the director of public affairs, where he points out that their goals. And Oliva confirmed that the SRA's account of what happened is accurate. But when you think about their decision for 30 seconds, it becomes quite clear. It makes pretty good sense. Foundation is a firearm industry's trade group funded by manufacturers, retailers, and shooting ranges. An NSSF member that believes in and advocates the government's seizure and ownership of the means of production is sort of contrary to what they stand for. The firearms industry was built with free market capitalism. If their beliefs were implemented, which is something that a lot of people, young people, seem to want, following the burn, that would they would damage not only the industry, but the right to keep and bear arms as well. And there's a contention that free market capitalism is deeply unpopular. That isn't reflected in anything else. I mean, they can cite any poll they want to. They can go out there and sample everybody that is a millennial. And, of course, it's going to look like that. But it seems that when you ask people outside of college campus faculty lounges or a fake stream media newsroom or any large coastal city, the idea of establishing an American workers' paradise isn't very attractive at all. Go figure. Still, they say all the right things about civilian gun ownership. But, you know, if anyone at the SRA is listening right now today, you should get them to contact me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. I would love to have you on the show. You could explain to me how this works, how you can be left and for gun rights. I just want to know that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Jacksonville, Florida, touring and speaking at the Miller Electric Company in Jacksonville.
We've unleashed American energy and now are a net exporter of oil and natural gas to the world. We've had free and fair trade deals being negotiated, including the USMCA that goes before Congress soon, and this president signed the largest tax cuts and tax reform in American history. That's what we call promises made and promises kept, Florida.
Speaking at the Oval Office on Friday, President Trump goes after Democrats who are continuing to investigate him.
2.5 years we've watched this, and that's the best they have, and it's a disgrace. And the world is laughing at him.
Those comments as Democrats say there's no set rules on how to go forward with impeachment. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. When it comes to the NRA, amid the claims and the counterclaims and the suits and the countersuits and all the other nonsense swirling around the NRA these days, something significant is missing. You have new people like the new president, Carolyn Meadows, the new vice presidents, Cotton and Lee, and directors like Marion Hammer, Tom King, and Joel Friedman. They're repeatedly telling us that everything about Wayne and everything that he and his cohorts have done was reviewed, vetted, and approved. What none of them, nor any other member of the board, has said is, I knew all about that, examined that, and approved it before it was done. They all seem very happy to insist that there's nothing to see here. So move along, and anyone asking questions is a traitor to the cause. The NRA leadership insists collectively that the board knew and the board approved things. But so far, no one has stepped up to claim personal direct knowledge or responsibility for what has been going on, nor have they explained exactly what it was that was reviewed, vetted, and approved. Is President Meadows saying that she knew about an approved payment for over $4,000 per month for a $4,000 per month for a luxury apartment for an intern? Did Vice President Cotton, was he personally aware of, and did he approve LaPierre buying $30,000 worth of clothes on the tab of the membership from a swanky Beverly Hills clothing store in one day? Did Willis Lee directly approve LaPierre's $274,000 shopping sprees from that same store over a period of years? If they knew about it and approved it, why wasn't it reported on the association's tax forms as compensation to LaPierre? And since it apparently was not reported as required by law, are those directors who vetted and approved all of that ready to pay the penalties out of their own pockets? Are NRA officials saying that they personally reviewed, vetted, and approved payments from the NRA Foundation to charities that have nothing to do with firearms or firearm education in violation of their charter? Are they saying they personally reviewed, vetted, and approved having NRA executives and their spouses working for and receiving hundreds of thousands of dollars from NRA vendors? Are they saying that they personally reviewed and vetted and approved the details of the services and payments being made to William Brewer and his firm, attorney William Brewer? At the same time that all of those already mentioned officers and directors have been telling us that the board knew all about those things and that the board reviewed and vetted and approved everything, at least a dozen different members of the board have said personally that they don't know anything about a wide variety of the activities that's going on at headquarters, or that they have not seen any detailed explanation as to what precisely the NRA is getting for the $2 million a month or so the NRA is paying the Brewer Law Firm. Those directors who have had the temerity to ask to see any of that information have been called unprofessional, and they have been denied committee assignments and been threatened that they won't be renominated by the nominating committee. Just a few months ago, President Meadows herself signed on to a letter demanding a comprehensive review of Brewer's invoices and services. But now, this is before she became president. Then after the Oliver North uprising, now she is punishing and marginalizing any director who dares to ask for the same thing that she was asking for that day. Since her election, she has insisted that every director has always had full access to all of the information on everything going on at the NRA and within the various committees, and that if they don't know something, it's their own fault for being lazy or incompetent. But then she and her little buddies in leadership punish and publicly chastise any director who asks for more information. So the argument now appears that certain directors can't be given access to certain highly sensitive information because they're not trustworthy and might be secretly working for the enemy of the association, whoever that is. Meanwhile, the criteria to determine who's worthy of trust is whether they are asking questions or requesting more information. Ever heard of a catch-22? Many NRA members have been challenging directors with very uncomfortable questions over the past couple of months, primarily whether the directors support replacing Wayne LaPierre as executive vice president. That's a good question, but it leaves lots of weasel room. Better questions would be things like, did you personally know about and approve paying Wayne LaPierre an extra $274,000 under the table for Italian suits on top of his $1.4 million compensation package and expense account? Have you personally reviewed the work and working agreement for William Brewer and approved paying his firm $100,000 per day? Do you support stripping committee assignments from board members who ask questions about how the association's resources are being spent? Well, they should be asking themselves these questions. and they should be paying their own lawyers to ask them to and help them formulate some very excellent answers, because it's looking like they're about to be asked by other lawyers in a court. Now, a group of NRA members led by well-heeled NRA donor David Del Aquila has launched a plan to return transparency and accountability to the NRA. And they started this by withholding funds. Now they've published a report card grading directors' performance, along with a letter strongly suggesting that directors only have a narrow window in which to demonstrate where their loyalty lies with the NRA membership, not with any individual or group within the board or staff. It is fairly clear that Mr. Del Aquila and his group are planning to file suits against individual directors for failing to fulfill their fiduciary obligation to the members. Even though the NRA maintains an exorbitant amount of liability insurance for directors, New York law allows individual directors to be held accountable if they are negligent or corrupt in the performance of their duties. And right now, all 75 of them are in play. This should be causing some serious concern for those directors who've just been going along to get along, and even more for those who've been riding the gravy train. But whether they've been in on it or not, they're all in the jump ball status. So it's not what we're being told, and it's not what we're asking. It's what's not being asked. You know, if somebody comes to me, and without knowing how they live, I could hit myself in the head with a hammer 3 or 4 times, and I could say, well, $1.4 million might not be enough to do what you need to do. But even if it came out of his $1.4 million of compensation annually, his overall $274,000 that he spent on suits, he still would have $1.1 million to pay the light bill with left over the year. I'm just having a little bit of job. Plus, he probably gets a housing allowance. That's, you know, expense accounts, all this stuff. Boggles my mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy 2 HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced et cetera, not et cetera.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, in Chicago, every 3 hours and 17 minutes this year, every 3 hours and 17 minutes, somebody's shot. Every 17 hours and 19 minutes, somebody's killed. That's as of today. Let's think about priorities. Say that you live in one of the dangerous high crime and poor schooling neighborhoods in cities like Chicago, Baltimore, Detroit, or St. Louis. What's the most important thing to you? Doing something about public safety and raising the quality of education, or as most black politicians do, focusing energy on President Donald Trump and who among the 20 presidential contenders will lead the Democratic Party. The average American has no inkling about the horrible conditions that many black Americans live in the urban areas. And if we did live in these areas, if most other Americans lived in these areas, they wouldn't tolerate living under those conditions. So this boils down to somebody's getting shot every 4 hours, somebody's getting killed every 18. Similar crime statistics can be found in many predominantly black neighborhoods in Baltimore, Detroit, St. Louis, and other large cities. It's not just an issue of public safety. For high crime, it's got other bad consequences. Crime lowers the value of property. You can see some of this when housing prices skyrocket. In formerly high crime areas, when large numbers of middle and upper income people purchase formerly run down properties and fix them up. This is called gentrification. Watch and see what happens to Detroit in the next 20 years. Detroit, the entirety of Detroit will be gentrified. And the right now you can buy into there for a song, but, you know, in some places, but, you know, you're going to be running a risk. But sooner or later, it will be gentrified. This is where wealthier, predominantly white, definitely middle-class people move in to renovate and restore slum housing in inner cities, causing higher rental prices and forcing the low-income residents out. But also, as a result of gentrification, crime falls and neighborhood amenities increase. The high crime rates in these black American neighborhoods have the full effect of outlawing economic growth and opportunity. Now, here's a tiny example of the impact of crime on businesses. In low-crime communities, supermarket managers can leave plants and fertilizer and other home and garden items outdoors unattended and sometimes overnight. If you find a supermarket in a... One of the times that I've had to draw a gun was in a supermarket in the area of the city there that I live now before it was gentrified. So finding a supermarket in a high-crime neighborhood... Then that store also has to hire guards. This store I'm talking about, it had a guy watching everything with a shotgun mounted behind him. But he had a gun on him. The shotgun was just sort of like, look at me, you know. The manager can't place items outside unguarded or near exits. They cannot use all the space that they lease, and hence they are less profitable. So who is bearing the ultimate cost of crime? You said black America? You're right. Black American people must bear the expense to go to suburban shopping malls if they want to avoid the higher prices charged by mom-and-pop shops. In low-crime neighborhoods, FedEx, UPS, and the other delivery companies routinely leave packages that contain very valuable things on the doorstep if no one is at home. And that saves the expense of re-delivery, saves the recipient the expense of having to go pick up the package. In high-crime neighborhoods, delivery companies leaving packages at the door and supermarkets leaving goods outside unattended would be equivalent to committing suicide. You're going to lose whatever you leave. You can't trust anything there. Today's level of lawlessness and insecurity in many black communities is a relatively new phenomenon, too. In the 50s and the 40s and the 30s and earlier times, people didn't bar their windows. Doors were left unlocked. People didn't go to bed to the sounds of gunshots. And black people didn't experience anything like what's being experienced in Chicago and other cities, like such as one person being shot every 4 hours and murdered every 18 hours. The uninformed blame today's chaos on discrimination and poverty. So, if you're looking at that, that doesn't even pass the smell test, because unless you want to argue that historically, there was less racial discrimination and poverty back in the 60s, 50s, 40s than there is today. Politicians who call for law and order are viewed negatively by poor people. But the problem is that poor people are more dependent on law and order than anybody else. In the face of high crime, in the face of social disorder, wealthier people can afford to purchase alarm systems and guard dogs, and, you know, they can get licensing if they have to, if it's available. They get training. They can buy self-defense weapons, hire guards, and if things go completely out of hand, move to a gated community. Poor people don't have those options. The only protection poor people have is an orderly society. So given the current political environment, sadly, it doesn't benefit a black or white politician to take those steps necessary to crack down on the lawlessness in the urban black communities. And we lose. We lose a generation of young Americans. Black Americans have to become tolerant of criminals making their lives a living hell, even if it requires taking the law into their own hands. All in the name of progressive policy. Black America used to have a higher incidence of two-parent families than white America did. And then that began to change. And it's a recent thing. It's within the last 50 or 60 years. So, you know, who led them down that path? Who said, well, look, you can make more money doing this? Who broke the black American family? Crime is a result of no education, lack of education. It is a result of no economic opportunity or lack of economic opportunity. And when you add a dynamic like not having a family behind a young person, young people want to be loved. They want to be valued. I mean, that's part of the growing up process. All children have this built into them. And yeah, I'm talking about 19 and back. And when they don't get it, when it's not available, they will find it. They'll find it in a gang. And then while these politicians who've made this policy get to sit back and enjoy the optics of all the progressive welfare state nonsense that they're pushing, in the meantime, a bunch of young men, by virtue of them being born out of wedlock, with no opportunity, no chances, no way to move up, they find themselves dying prior to being 30, prior to being 25. Wake up, Black America. I can tell you right now, I wouldn't tolerate living in those conditions. You shouldn't either. You should not either. We're going to head to hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.